What up, what up, what up, what is good, everybody? This is Taste Test Podcast. We are back. This is episode 6 of the second season, baby. This is September 10th. We are recording. And if you are new to Taste Test Podcast, here at Taste Test Podcast, we simply exist to provide a warm, engaging platform for music lovers and enthusiasts. I seek to simply share our thoughts and opinions on the happenings in the world of music. And when I say I, it is your gracious host, Jonathan. And I have a special guest along here with me. I'm going to let him introduce himself. I'm going to quit talking.
What's up? What's up? It's the boy, Jormel Reese, in real life, not in fake life, because they just faking about their life, a.k.a. the voice of the nation. You know what I'm saying?
What's up, my man? What's good? I'm glad to have you on here. I'm glad you got a chance to take a break. I know you've been recording. We're going to get to this album that you released and everything. So once again, I'm glad to have you on this platform.
Man, I'm glad to be here. You know what I'm saying? It's a blessing and an honor, man. I appreciate the time, too. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate your time.
For sure, for sure. And you are a St. Louis native, if I'm correct.
Definitely. Yeah, doubt about it. St. Louis, Northside, Ashland, St. Louis Avenue, you know what I'm saying? Northside, grew up home, born, you know what I'm talking about?
For sure, for sure. It's always good to have people from the local area on here sharing, giving back, and all that good stuff. So I'm going to jump right into it, man. Who are you? What's your deal, man? What's going on?
who am I? First of all, I'm Jormel Reese. You know what I'm saying? I've been around doing music for a long time, especially in the city. I used to be in a group a long time ago. It was called the Slew Crew, part of a group that one of the guys was on 106 in Park and stuff like that. His name was Big Will or whatever, you know what I'm saying? We did a lot of stuff. Currently, you know what I mean, I'm working with Sham. His name is Sham, Grammy winning producer. He used to be with the Track Stars that produced Shingy. So he's the one who's been, that's me and my, that's my business partner. That's who put every track on this album. We, you know what I'm saying? And just been putting in work around the city for a long time. I've been around, man, independently. I've pushed a lot of records through St. Louis, done a lot of shows and just globally doing a lot of things, man. I'm just a cat that's causing to be able to have people think about it, think when you listen to my music, you know what I'm saying? So it's more conscientious and more of that vibe where you could be able to take something away from.
Bad. I think you answered part of my next question, but I want to ask you, I like to do this with a lot of people, just what drew you into the world of music? I know you was talking about you being, you know, running a crew and all that, but before even all that, man, what's so special about music that drew you in and, you know,
You know, the thing about it was is that music, it drew me in. It was the first time I saw, I saw Fight the Power, you know what I'm saying? Like that video with Chuck D and all this stuff in the middle of the street and stuff like that. And I was like, man, look how it brought our people together. together, and it was like consciously aware, and I seen so many black people. It was like the first time I seen the superhero, you know what I'm saying? Like, they was rapping, and they was talking about something, and it was like something that we could be able to do in our communities. And then I seen cats like Tupac and, you got the DMXs, and as time went on in generation, you know what I'm saying? I saw hip-hop as a platform to be able to use your voice and not just use it for something negative, to be able to use it for something positive that somebody can be able to take away from your music. And that's what drew me into it, man. I love the way that it was able to, I saw the effects of, you know, I saw music change from when people was wearing, like the black people was wearing African medallions around their neck all the time, you know what I'm saying? And I saw people just change, and I was like, man, we could be able to use our voices at this nature. We could be able to really help people and really be able to evolve as a people, you know what I'm saying?
For sure. And my next question was, your music taste, I feel like I already got a feel for what it is. You talk about Chuck D, Tupac, so on and so forth. So I feel like I got an idea what type of music you into.
Yeah, them type of cats that just, you know, I like them people that, like, you know, that's really talking about something that can really, that I could take away something from their music. You know, I like, and don't get me wrong, I believe in balance as well. You know what I'm saying? I believe in anything, that everything that we need to do, it needs to be balanced inside of, you know, I just think that we need to, especially with music, today we need to be able to try to bring some type of balance to it. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. So before I get into talking about your album, and we're going to kind of touch on it a little bit more when we talk about Rhapsody. I don't know if you got a chance to listen to her latest album that came out called Eve. But this whole thing, I like what you said. You was talking about trying to balance everything out. So so what is your view on the current state of music as far as it pertains to hip-hop or R&B and whatnot?
Urban
music, I guess you could say, too.
I think music is definitely where it needs to be at, because the thing of it is it has to be some type of bridge drawn in order for us to be able to get to where we're going. Because, I think music today is I see a lot of things that happen where it disrespect a lot about women, where even the women are disrespecting each other. You know what I'm saying? I think that's a problem. And, I think the state of music is right where it needs to be at, because it needs something to be able to evolve. It has to go down in order to evolve. Mm-hmm. So we need to be able to see the lowest of the frequency to be able to get back to the highest of the highest. You know what I'm saying? We're able to see where music can go at its lowest. And I'm not saying it is bad, because at the end of the day, things have to get bad before they get, good. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we need all these kids, and we need all these things doing these things. Like I said, even when you had Tupac, you had two live crews, you know what I mean? Yeah. You had these people, and it was the balance. And I just think that we've lost our balance within this music culture, where we're not teaching anymore. We just teaching that it's cool to be a hot girl, or it's cool to be this, and it's cool to teach our little girls that's growing up that she can't be nothing but somebody's bee or somebody's hoe, and she can't be a queen. You know what I mean? I think we're missing that balance right there.
All right, man. Okay, so I guess this is where your album comes into play. It's called it's called Nine, correct?
Yep.
I'm gonna let you get into the whole significance of why you called it Nine and all that, like you was telling me before we got on here.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying, I named the album Nine because it's the nine energy, which means beginning and end. You know, we're in the beginning of something new. We heading out of in 2019, we're gonna go into 2020, you know what I mean? And I'm a very spiritual person. And so the nine energy, like, it's my birth card, where that's what I am. I'm a beginning and ends, and you know what I'm saying? Like, all my things, all the thing about this nine album is that all the songs are different, but it's trying to teach people to be able to deal within and not deal on the outer surface. Like, we gotta learn how to be able to take responsibility for ourselves, you know what I'm saying? You can't blame grandma for your life no more, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be able to deal with it, you know what I'm saying? I think a lot of things that happen within our culture is that we, you know, I've been in shootouts, I've been stabbed at, I've been in jail, I've been in all kind of things, you know what I'm saying? But we suffer from mental health, you know what I mean? We black people, we suffer from mental health, and we don't deal with it, you know what I'm saying? We barely like even dealing with ourselves, we like pointing the finger. So I think the nine, I was not gonna say the nine, think, the 9 album is basically about dealing within, you know, deal with yourself, man. And, you know, everything else will be able to change around you, changing your perception, changing your reality, you know. And that's what the 9 album is definitely about.
Yeah, man. So you think this album is going to be a little bit of an antidote or whatever, would balance out what you've been hearing lately, I guess, before we hit 2020? Because everybody keep talking about 2020. Like, this is about to be something new about to pop off. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you remember back when it was 1999 and we was just about to hit the new millennium. Or whatever,
yeah,
everybody
yeah.
thought
yeah,
the whole world was about to shut down.
The game was going to shut down and all this other stuff, you know.
That's how I feel with 2020. Everybody just keeps saying, you're going to be able to see things clearly once it hits 2020.
But you know what? That's what I, you know what I'm saying? That's you know what I'm saying? And it's funny you said that, because that's what I get out of it. It's 2020. You're going to be able to see things clearly. And think about this, you know what I'm saying? Like I've been on being vegan for like 3.5 years, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm off into different type of things, but you know, I'm starting to see it be more like everybody's evolved. Like people are starting to be like, yo, even Burger King is selling the plant-based burger now.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that, but
I don't know how I feel about it, because it's not, you know what I'm saying, it's commercialism, but at the same time what I'm saying is that you're seeing more people evolve. You know, people are starting to be able to, people are being more consciously aware of what they're even eating. People are starting being more consciously aware of what they're doing with themselves. You know what I'm saying? We're starting to learn that, you know what I'm saying? People with the learning about Dr. Sebi's, we're starting to learn that, you know what, the best food that you can be, I mean, the best medicine is your food. The best things that we can be able to do is heal ourselves. We can't keep on going to these people to look for a cure when they've done nothing but take from your culture and take everything from you, and then you think they're supposed to give you a cure for something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's what we're heading into, where you're starting to see more people who are being like, they're into the herbs and they're into more curing themselves. That's 2020. We're being able to see more and more, start seeing that society and Western society isn't for us, and we're starting to be able to see that we can evolve ourselves.
Right on, my man. So I heard you talking about with this coming on this new year, consciously being able to see things clearly. So what do you think about, because I had a few episodes back, I had a friend of mine on here. We kind of was trying to discuss what is conscious hip-hop? What does it mean to be conscious? Like, and I hate to throw you into like a box, but everybody got a label, so... Listen to you talk, most people be like, this is a conscious nigga, he a conscious rapper. So what's your whole deal with that? How you feel about that? I'm pretty sure you got that label before.
Yeah, I hate the label, because I'm not, you know what I'm saying, the thing of it is consciousness is politically aware, going into these conscious things. We all should be conscious, first of all. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But how you feel about the term woke?
I don't like
that word woke.
Yeah, that word woke is an overused slogan.
And y'all need to go back to sleep.
for real, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you get a chance to, like, go listen to the song I got on my album, it's called 9, uh-huh. Return of the Gods, and it's saying in the hook, I don't really think they woke, I don't really think they are, and it's saying it to the nature of that, you know what I'm saying, this woke stuff and all this stuff that they trying to popularize, this is something that you feel from within. This doesn't have anything to do with that woke stuff. Woke about what? You know what I'm saying? I'm not out here trying to black power nothing, trying to fight the powers and doing all this different type of stuff. I'm just trying to fight the demons within myself. That's what woke is, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not woke, I'm awakened, you know what I'm saying? I'm on a different type of thought process of what somebody talking about they woke. That's when people die here trying to fight the good fight. I ain't trying to fight the good fight. That's dead, you know what I'm saying? We gotta be out here trying to evolve for ourselves. So I'm awake, not woke.
Gotcha. All right. So we started a new term. We got awaken rappers.
Let me elaborate on this, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why when I'm here to say it, like, people put you in a box, you know what I'm saying? But I'm socially aware that at the end of the day, man, we need to be able to have you need to be able to have capital to be able to move in this Western society. So my but you know what I'm saying? So you gotta be like, my records ain't all conscious and trying to break you down like that. We have fun on my records, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have fun. Like, it's, I got records that do all these different type of things, and it's still talking about the same thing. It's still fun, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to sit here and beat you over the head, be one of those type of Negroes that's going to beat you with the black spiritual, tell you, take you back here. Nah, you got the choice. I'm telling you, really, you got the choice to be able to do what you want to do. We doing business, and we got to be able to make hit records at the end of the day.
Bad life, man. So, everybody, if you get a chance, please go check out this brother's latest album. It's called Nine. And everybody can reach you. Where do they find you at on social media and stuff like that?
Well, you know what I'm saying? Everything on social media is Jarmel Reese, J-A-R-M-E-L, Reese, R-E-E-C. You know what I'm saying? And that's everything you can be able to find. Like, you can Google me. I come right up. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing this for a long time. I ain't somebody you can't Google. You know what I'm saying? So just Google me and you will be able to find me on any platform.
And they can get the album, where is it? Pretty much anywhere music is streamed at?
Anywhere where music is streamed at, you know what I'm saying? Anywhere where music is streamed at, you could be able to pull it up, you know what I'm saying? And be able to get you a copy. And the thing about it is it doesn't have any cursing in it as well. So, you know what I'm saying?
The kids can listen to it.
Yeah, the kids can listen to it. Everybody can listen to it at the party, and grandma ain't got to feel uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can be listen to it, and ain't everybody feeling good, and ain't nobody feeling comfortable. Everybody feeling comfortable, so no cursing in it. Go ahead.
No, I was just messing. I was like, Grandma? She a Jesus freak? Can she still listen to it?
Hey, if that's what she on, man, freak. You know what I'm saying? She can do what she gotta do. You hear me? I'm trying to get them to
super Christian.
Hey, I ain't mad at them. If that's what they want to do, hey, do what you gotta do. But hey, cut it on. She cut that Babylon falling over. So. She'll still rock out.
Okay. All right, bet.
Oh, man. Oh, making grandma music, too.
Right. My God. So, speaking of streaming, before we get into my music game or whatever I like to call, but streaming, how do you feel about streaming nowadays or whatever? Like, do you feel like it's... is it good? Is it bad? Are you indifferent to it?
I got my do's and don'ts about it. I think it's terrible on the level of how many streams it take to get money. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's terrible on that. How much you get paid per stream, I think that is awful. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you're dealing with Spotify, you know, you get a little bit more money when you're dealing with Tidal. I think it's good on the level of you being able to get out to more and more platforms. Like, even with your platform, you know what I'm saying? Now, I like the way that music is set up nowadays, but I don't like it because now anybody can be able to put out music. And that means that, you know what I'm saying, from the standpoint of if that's not even what you do, you can put out music. That's why it's a bunch of bad music before you even get to some good music. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But the good thing about it is that anybody can put up music. Anybody can be able to have what you got going on right now. You got a platform where you create a platform where, you know, you don't need to go to somebody else to be on your own platform. You can just do it yourself. So I like it and I don't like it. You know what I'm saying? Even going back to the streams, you know, it's good because you're able to get in certain places and that you probably wouldn't have been able to reach before. But it sucks for the artist on a certain level of how much you get paid for it. But, you know, everything has a yin and yang. So, you know, you got to be able to take the good with the bad.
I definitely feel that. I just think more artists, if you really serious about it, you should do it. I feel like Nipsey Hussle already started giving people the blueprint, which y'all need to do.
Yeah. Like, no doubt about it.
If you got a strong enough following, you feel like people believe in your work, you 100 or whatever, you charge them, you know, a certain amount. There's only a certain amount of copies they can get to or whatever, because, hey, my work is quality, and this is the price on it. If you believe in it like you say you do, you love it, hey, you're going to come straight to the source.
You know what's so funny about that Nipsey Hussle stuff is that I had an album that I put out in 2013. This is before he did that. I had an album that I sold for $50. I did an album release party. I packed it out. I had like 200 people And what I did with that is I sold it to them for $50. But what I did was I gave them a dinner. I fed them, and then I performed in front of them. And then they got the album. And it was a double disc album. And they had the videos on it at the same time. And so at the time, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then my brother was like, he was like, damn, man, you charging $50? I was like, yeah, because people who like you gonna pay for it, right? So then it was probably like about 2-3 years later. He came to me and he was like, man, you know, Nipsey got $100 CD. I was like, see, I told you. He was like, man. But as soon as I seen that, I thought about you. And I was like, damn, you did that before anybody thought that was popular. I was like, because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Once I'm able to get to that level, like you say, able to get to that level where I could charge a certain amount of things and I could give people more, you know, you can give people backstage passes and be able to come and meet you, meet and greet. You could charge $1,000. You could be able to be like, go $1,000 CD, or her go a $400 CD, but you give them plane tickets, and you give them hotel rooms, and all these different type of things. You know what I'm saying? And people would love it because they get access to the artists.
Yeah, it's a whole experience. You know?
Right, you're paying for the experience. You ain't paying for the album, you're paying for the experience that you're gonna get behind that album. So I'm telling you, just look forward to it. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying that now on your show, man. I'm probably gonna put out, I'm gonna put out one of them type of projects where it'd be like $400, and it's only a certain amount of projects that, you know what I'm saying, get sold like that, and you could be able to fly into the city, get a hotel, get to come backstage, take a picture with me, all that good stuff. And you know what I'm saying? And make it an experience.
100, man. Hey, man, you put it out there, you can do it now.
No doubt, you can do it now, but yeah, it's done, but yeah, man,
well wishes to you on any future endeavors, man. And definitely go check out the album, but we're gonna get to my music game. I like to call it rap chop it up a diss. So basically, it's like, I don't know if you play the game. Pretty sure everybody played that ratchet game. It's like an icebreaker. So like, if you're with a group of people, it's like, who would you marry? Who would you smash? Or who would you kill or whatever? So this is like the equivalent, my equivalent to that, but it's with hip hop or, you know, with music or whatever. So. Rap is who would you want to get on the track with, who would you want to rap with. Chop it up is, you know, who would you want to sit down and get some mentoring from or whatever, or just kind of pick their brain. And then this, of course, that's self-explanatory. Who would you like write a diss record for? Who would you feel comfortable getting in a rap battle with, a rap beef with, or however you want to describe it. So I got three different sets of rappers or whatever, and the first set I got Lil Wayne, I got Drake, and I got Nicki Minaj. So who would you do a rap song with, who would you chop it up with, and then who would you choose the diss
out of these I chop it up with Wayne.
Okay.
I do a song with Nicki and I diss Drake.
Alright.
In that order, you hear me?
That is like that. Okay, you gonna diss Drake.
Yeah. I ain't really a Drake guy. You hear me?
Okay. Oh, man. Alright.
Hey, I ain't got nothing against him, but you know what I'm saying? We just talk about this situation, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't diss Drake just because he Drake, but in this situation, you know what I'm saying? I chopped up Wayne because, you know, Wayne been around, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so he been around two decades, really, right?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And so in this situation, it was kind of hard. I had to diss Drake because I ain't dissing no women, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't going to diss
him. I feel you in that, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? So it was either chop it up with Drake or chop it up with Wayne, and I'd rather just chop it up with Wayne, so I got to diss Drake.
Okay. And all right, so next category, I got Megan Thee Stallion, DaBaby, and the Schoolboy Q. All
right, so I do a song with Schoolboy Q.
All right, that would be interesting.
Yeah, I do a song with Schoolboy Q. I diss DaBaby, and then I chopped up with Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, wow. You gonna diss the baby? I heard he out here knocking people out and shit.
I ain't worried about that. that's for him, you know what I'm saying? But it's once again, you put me in that lane where I ain't dissing no women. So I gotta diss him.
Okay. And the last group of people I got here is Kendrick Woo! Lamar, Andre 3 Stacks, and Lupe Fiasco.
Ooh-wee.
I say the best for last. This the hardest one right here, I believe. I was purposely trying to get you in the pickle right here. All right,
I'm gonna go ahead and go here with you. So, woo-wee. I chop it up with Dre.
You gonna chop it up with Andre? Okay, he the OG. I can feel that.
I chop it up with him.
This next one gonna be a little tricky.
That's what I'm thinking. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't that I don't want to. I wouldn't battle either one of them because if they said something, I have to get both of them. I would do a song with Lupe.
Okay.
And I would diss Kendrick.
Okay. Any particular reason?
The reason why is because I would have more to gain than diss Kendrick. I wouldn't have nothing to gain this.
I see where you go with it. Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't have nothing to gain this. But I would have more to gain just in Kendrick. Because if he was signed back, I got way more to get out of it.
Got you. I see you. All right.
Strategic. You know what I'm saying? Strategic.
I feel you.
I ain't saying
even if you lose, you know, you probably gain more.
I got something to gain.
More followers or whatever, people checking out your music now. I see.
Yeah,
okay.
No doubt about it. That was a hard one.
All right, bet. All right, so that was our game, our music game right there. You heard it here. Now you know, feel like you probably even know. I know you better now. I see you look strategic. You look strategic, right?
Hey, look, you gotta play chess. You can't be playing checkers, man. You gotta straight up make logical moves that make sense.
Hey, I feel you.
For real. 100.
All right, man, we're moving on to the next topic. All right, last episode I briefly touched on this album that dropped. It was called Eve by the rapper. Her name is Rhapsody. We're just going to get into it, man. So did you get a chance to check out the album? I know I've been listening. I listened to it twice all the way through and just been kind of off and on listening to it ever since.
Now, I got a chance to kind of listen to it. I haven't got a chance to listen to the whole thing because I kind of was like in the zone of writing, you know what I'm saying? When I do that, I don't really be trying to listen to nobody because, right. You know, you can start. But sound the songs that I did, yeah, you can kind of emulate some stuff, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't want to go there, but I heard a couple of the joints that she dropped, man. I can say that it was nice. I like that that Oprah. It was pretty clever. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I like that joint. I like the the thing about it is what I did like about it. So I can't have an overall opinion about it, but what I did like about it was that she took all the influential black women and created songs about it. And created the album. I thought that was like super clever, super dope.
Right, I don't think I ever seen that done before.
Nah, I ain't never seen that done before. And I thought that was very clever. You know what I'm saying? If I don't think anything about the album, I like that part of it alone. That's the part that made me want to be like, yo, I want to check it out. Mm-hmm. So for real, I don't want to say what I feel about it, but the choice that I did hear about on it, mm-hmm. I liked them because. It's sonically at a different level, you know what I'm saying? It's that hip hop, it's that rapper's rapper. You know what I mean? Like she's a rapper's rapper. Like if you like rap, you like her.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I love where she went. Like I said, it was clever. Whoever told her to do that and she did that, man, that was clever.
Right. For sure. Yeah, that's what That's what I was trying. What drew me into the album too, with especially with the title or whatever. But yeah, that wasn't my first introduction. I'm curious, was this your first time actually listening to any of her music, or you
been
on
to her? No. Because I remember I heard To Pimp a Butterfly.
Oh yeah.
So she was on that album. I thought she was called in, and then I heard like even a couple years ago, I heard that Power joint that she had.
That was from my previous album, the one that she dropped an album. Yeah. It's called Layla's Wisdom. That mother was cold. Let's talk about this Jay-Z thing here, man. Jay-Z with the NFL, I know it's a hot topic. Everybody been talking about it. It's actually funny. We was talking about Rhapsody earlier, and Rhapsody, she's actually affiliated with Jay-Z, I think, on the title and whatnot. So I was just interested. What are your thoughts?
Roc Nation, Roc Nation.
She is with Roc Nation.
No doubt. My situation with the Jay-Z situation is, man, you know, we can't affect any type of change if we standing from the outside looking in. You know what I'm saying? And I think the only thing that Jay could be able to do is probably try to be able to go inside of the situation and be able to change it. You know what I'm saying? The same people that are sitting around here talking about him and why he's making these decisions that he's being able to make, these are the same people who are sitting around here every Sunday watching football. You know what I'm saying? So we can't sit around. If you're not going to stop watching football, then how can you be able to try to make a comment about this brother being able to try to go in and affect the, at least the halftime shows that you even being able to try to see? You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, man. So like I was saying earlier on a recent podcast that I recorded, a recent episode that I recorded, excuse me. I was just like, just sit back and see what happened, you know. You know, I'm not too sure exactly what's all the details or whatever. I would like to see something good happen, but, you know, you never know. It can go either way. So, you know, let's just see where the chips fall. That's all I got. Nobody in the room. But, you know, shoot.
Now, that's real talk, bro, because we all got an opinion until, you know what I'm saying, it's time to do something, you know?
Yeah, just wait till you get the information, where the facts at. You won't need an opinion by then.
Real talk. That's the reality of the situation.
But I know, well, I guess this is a fact now. Did you hear anything about Nicki Minaj stepping down, saying she's retiring and whatnot?
Nah, I didn't hear nothing about that.
She had came out and said, I don't know what platform, I don't know if it was her, because she has a podcast now. I don't know if she came out on a podcast and said it. Or she may have said it. I think she announced it on Twitter, a social media platform, saying she was retiring or whatever. I think she's either getting married or already married, and she's ready to settle down and have kids. But, you know, me personally, I don't think no rap artist, music artist actually ever retires. So I just think she's taking a sabbatical. She's taking a break. But, yeah, I'm surprised you didn't hear nothing about that, man.
Nah, real talk, man. That's surprising to me. But you know what I'm saying? It's like you said, though, like, no, it's no such thing as an artist that retired. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you can't retire from this. When you get tired, you might want to break or whatever and get you a nice little break in, and that's cool. But at the end of the day, you saying like, if you love music, you love music. It ain't nothing you can do about that. You know what I'm saying?
It was interesting. I was like, huh, that's interesting. Stepping down right now, you know, because you know. Jay-Z did a similar thing. He had supposedly retired. He dropped that Black album. Then he came back with, I think, Kingdom Come or whatever. And then he's been still rapping ever since.
Hey, that's what I'm saying, man. This ain't the type of career that you got to say that, you know what, I retired.
Yeah, I always think it's weird when a rapper say, I'm retired. Like, what?
that's
maybe.
That doesn't even make sense.
But I understand she may really be tired. She may feel like in the moment she's retiring, she's done with it. But, you know, when you're a creative person, know, whatever. I feel like you always get that itch to create something new, do something new once you get re-inspired, you know, so. Well, wishes
and
to
and
her.
The reality of it is that, man, you know, she may think so, you know, but she hasn't even touched her peak yet.
You really think she hasn't touched her peak?
Nah,
really?
Nah, man.
Okay.
You know, not musically, because the reality of it is with music, it's a craft, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you take it serious as a craft, you always get better, you know what I'm saying? The only thing about it is that people think that, you know, it's a young man's sport, so younger guys come in and they got that rawness and that hope.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That a person that that doesn't have that same type of hunger once they get all that type of money, but
but they ain't got the wisdom yet.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. That's what I mean by she hasn't touched her peak yet. She hasn't she hasn't touched where she's at, where she could possibly be at yet.
Yeah, that's a hot take right there. I got to sit on that one, really. I wouldn't mind her coming back, you know. I'll give her at least 3 years before, you know, she can come back. That's why I'm giving her 3 years. She'll be back.
And hey, you know what, though? She need to be able to take a break, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, man, you know what I'm saying? It's time to get these other girls. It might, you know, the thing about it is, man, music is going into a whole nother direction. And she may need to be able to learn how to be able to rebrand herself. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like sometimes
it's hard to be a Barb forever, man.
Yeah, you can't be no Barb forever, man. When you in your 30s and 40s, you know what I'm saying? You can't be no Barb. You know what I mean? So she got to learn how to be able to recreate herself, and that's probably where she's at. She's probably trying to recreate herself and not trying to be, like you said, like a Barb or whatever. She's just really trying to learn how to recreate herself. So,
true. You know,
we always say, man, we quit. We want to do this. We want to do certain things. But, man, at the end of the day, man, like you say, creative people never retire, bro.
And then you got to think about all the unreleased music that she still got. She can still put out.
Right, you know? Exactly.
Hey, that's a quick flip.
Yeah, exactly, man. So, you know what I'm saying? She's talking about she quit. She don't quit nothing, man.
She just
tired for a second, and that's cool. She need a break.
Yeah, facts. All right, man, we're gonna try to wrap this thing up here with our final thoughts. Artist of the week. I'm pretty sure for you, sir, you know, you gonna shout out yourself because you just dropped this new album on September 9th and everything. So, you know.
Well, of course, though, you know what I'm saying? I gotta be my own artist of the week, you know what I'm saying? That's most definitely.
Facts, man. You gotta big up yourself. I know this is big for you. Just dropped the number 9 album. And it's called 9, I'm sorry. But yeah. And did you want to let everybody know where they can stream and download, listen to your music and all that, or where they can follow you as well on social?
Yeah, for sure. Hey. You know what I'm saying? You could be able to download and buy that project on any of the major platforms to be able to get, you know, Amazon, iTunes, just everything, you know, Tidal, everything, man. It's everywhere where you need to be at. Everything that you need to be able to follow me is at Jarmel Reese. That's J-R-M-E-L Reese, R-E-E-C-E. You know what I'm saying? And, man, make sure you go and just give it a listen. Even if you just want to go ahead and listen to some hip hop or something like that, man, it got everything, every type of element to it.
Yeah, and I did get a chance to listen to it. I was working out. It was perfect, too. So I co-signed that. Yeah, music is good. It's packed. And it's no cursing. It's no, you know, over-the-top lyrics that your kids can't listen to. So I think it works well for the kids all the way to the elders, you know, so. Hey, it's accessible.
No doubt. I appreciate that, bro. For real.
Yep. No problem, man. So let's talk about sleeper albums or songs that can be past or present. I'll go first and say my sleeper song is called God Bless Your Heart. It's by rap artist Sci-Hi the Prince. Really love this song. I listen to it for inspiration when I'm feeling a little down. Sci is a really dope lyricist, MC, I think a lot of people sleep on. And I don't hear too many people talking about this song, so that's my sleeper song and sleeper album is by 2 Chainz. Album is Pretty Girls Love Trap Music. This mug just got so many hit songs on it to me. Nice little records you can just cruise to, jam to, or whatever. I like 2 Chainz, and I think people sleep on him a little bit because he can come off like as a goofy character sometimes, but he can actually, you know, rap and he can get serious too. So I really like this album that he did a few years back called Pretty Girls Love Trap Music. And Jermell, did you have any song or album that you feel like people sleep on or haven't, you know, just don't get the recognition or whatnot? It can be past or present.
Alright, so my sleeper song is a song by an artist that was signed to Bad Boy back in the days in like the early 2000s. His name was G Dep. He had a song called Every Day. So that's my sleeper, you know what I'm saying? That's my sleeper song. And my sleeper album, I had to really think about this, man. My sleeper album is T.I. Trap Music.
Man, I was listening to a few joints the other day.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta
go back to the album a lot.
yeah, because, you know, I used to listen to T.I. a long time before everybody started listening to him. He used to be on this mixtape, this dude named Greg Street, back in the South or whatever, when I used to go through the South. And I used to be bumping this dude, man, and I heard him say, he said a rhyme a while ago. He was like, to play me, he got to have a track featuring Jesus, God, and Jay-Z. And I was like, man, I said, who is this dude? And, you know what I'm saying? I used to be running around bumping his first CD, just bumping the first album, and people used to laugh at me.
Really?
He used to be like, man, take this country dude out, man. But let's listen to something else. Boo-wah-wah. I was like, man, this dude finna be the truth.
Wow.
And I turned around, man, and it wasn't until like his second project when everybody really started paying attention to him. But that trap music was a classic, man.
Yeah.
It was a straight classic.
That's a classic for sure, man. So him, Jeezy, Gucci Man, they all started out that trap sound. Or whatever it was, you know, the pioneers or main guys, you know, for the trap music sound. So that's definitely a nice album.
No doubt about it.
Nice historical album, too. But yeah, man. Hey, so that wraps up our podcast episode here at Taste Test Podcast. Thanks again to everybody who's listening. First time listeners, please like, share, subscribe. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbeam, CastBox, and on IG and Facebook is Taste Test Podcast. You can follow us at, and then on Twitter is Taste Test Pod. And yeah, once again, shout out to our special guest artist here, Jermell Reese. Congratulations again on dropping his new album. And once again, if you want to let everybody know where they can find you and follow you and find music, your music and all that.
Hey, like we said again, once again, you know what I'm saying? The music, the album 9, make sure you go copy. You know what I'm saying? You could be able to listen to that thing from front to back. I promise you. Good album. You know what I'm saying? Great. You know what I'm saying? Production, all that good stuff, man. Make sure you check me out, Jermell Reese, on every platform. That's Jermell Reese, J-A-R-M-E-L, Reese, R-E-E-C-E. You know what I'm saying? We're here to be able to educate and motivate, you know what I'm talking about? So make sure you just go check out and, you know, get the album 9, you know what I'm talking about?
For sure, 100. And that is it. Thanks again. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Until next time, this is Taste Test Podcast. I'm serious.